What is your stance on the Lordship salvation issue? And I would like your opinion on this free grace versus Lordship salvation issue, Matt Slick.
Well, you see, there are different schools of camp on the issue of Lordship salvation. Now, I remember hearing some people early on in my Christian walk telling me that if Jesus wasn't Lord of every area of your life, you really weren't a Christian. And this helped to promote a form of legalism, that if he wasn't the Lord of how you took a shower, of how you wash your clothes, cooked your food, drove your car, did your homework, etc., then really he isn't the Lord of your whole life. And if he's not the Lord of your whole life, are you really a Christian? It was this kind of a thing that I was experiencing, and I remember thinking, you know, that's stupid. You know, but nevertheless, Jesus is the Lord of our lives, and you cannot have him as your Savior without him also being Lord. That's what it means. It's, you know, Jesus is Savior. He's God. God, by definition, is Lord. I mean, that's it. So this Lordship salvation, well, how are you going to define it? You're going to define it as that salvation is dependent upon how much you have relinquished to Jesus in a materialistic or spiritualistic or cultural or habitual manner in every part and area of your life, thought and deed, that if you haven't succumbed to his lordship and everything, you're really not a Christian. If that's the case, then you're advocating salvation by works. And that wouldn't be the case. You see, we're justified by the imputed righteousness of Christ based upon Christ's sacrifice, and God grants us the act of believing, Philippians 1:29, and our believing is his work, John 6:20-29, and when this occurs, we're saved. And by default, anybody who is saved and is in Christ is automatically under the natural lordship of Christ. You see, Christ's lordship is a relationship of his deity, not a relationship of our human will. So this is where I think the major problem lies with a lot of people who hold to that. I don't think they understand what the real nature of regeneration is and imputation. And so I would say that on one hand, lordship salvation is true if you were to define it as Jesus being Lord of your life by the very fact of him being divine. But it's not true if you mean lordship salvation is that you have to actively submit yourself to God in every area in order for him to truly be Lord and truly to be Savior. If that's the case, then I've never been saved and never will be saved. Because I'm telling you, I know what I am, and I'm a sinner. And I've got a lot of problems, and I've got a lot of areas I'm still working on submitting to the Lord. And I'll be perfectly honest, there's a few I'm not doing too well in. There's a few, I got some that are pretty bad that, you know, the Lord's working on me, but I'm not doing too well in them. And I keep giving them to him and taking it back. Sorry, but that's a fact. So, you know, I guess if that's the case, I guess I'm not saved, am I? But that's not the case. And the case, oh, it's not the case that I'm not saved. The case is that Christ has saved me. And he saved me because of what he is, not because of what I am, because of what he did, not because of what I do. Amen to that.